And welcome to the midday with Stephanie and Norman. I'm tempted to say welcome to the midday, everybody, because we have a full house right here in the studio today. What fun.
Right, Stephanie, Norman, Dan, Fred, Don, and Victor today. We are welcoming four members of the Russian Folk Orchestra who will be performing Sunday at Mills Hall on the campus of University of Wisconsin-Madison at 7:30, and we'll have some live performances from them today.
They'll be performing live then, and they'll be performing live right now, too. Well, again, welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's been a year or two since the last time you graced our studio.
Hello.
Victor Gordinsky is the conductor of the Russian Folk Orchestra, and he is here with his guitar. Victor, can you tell us a little bit about how this orchestra started?
Yeah, this is our 12th year. 2 years ago, we celebrated our 10th anniversary with a big concert, and we did the interview here. Well, we started in 1996, started small with just a few people. And over the years, we've grown to, I think we have about 30 people now. Yeah, about 60% of them, I think, are students, but we also have just members from the community. We have a couple members even that live in Milwaukee or the Dells, and they commute.
So of those 30 members, what instruments do we see and hear?
Well, we have quite a few. We have two groups of string instruments, the domras, the oval-shaped instruments that come in several sizes, and the famous Russian balalaikas, the triangular ones, of which we have five sizes. We have a couple here in the studio. We also have several accordions, or bayans, the Russian accordions, flute and oboe, and some percussion.
Let's say hi to our other three members, and then we'll hear a piece.
Sitting at the bayan is?
This is Don.
Yes, Don Becker, and I'm playing a bayan, which is a chromatic accordion, and this is what the Russians tend to prefer.
What makes it different from the kind of accordion that we see all around the state here in Wisconsin?
Well, instead of having a piano keyboard, it has buttons, and the buttons are arranged in such a way that it doesn't matter what key you play in, the same fingering can work for any key you start in, so it's very versatile in that regard.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one to start with to me.
All right, and we also have Fred Middleton playing the balalaika, this wonderful triangular instrument.
Yes, this is the prima balalaika, the main solo instrument, and it's three strings, two tuned the same. The two that are tuned the same are nylon, and the other one is a steel string, and you don't use a pick, you use your bare finger.
And the two that are the same, they're not an octave apart, they're exactly the same?
Same.
Sounds kind of redundant.
You often play a three-note chord.
Give us a demo of that, Fred.
Okay.
That's a beautiful tone. Oh, what kind of wood is that made of?
I believe it's walnut. Walnut or rosewood.
Rosewood is often used, yeah. Rosewood is often used, yes.
In the balalaika. All right.
And last,
and
actually
our
first.
Actually, yes, if we're looking left to right, it's Dan Cobb playing the domra.
Yes, the domra is a small instrument. It looks sort of like a mandolin. It has three strings traditionally, tuned in fourths, although there is a four-string variety as well, which appealed more to mandolin players.
And how did you get started playing the domra?
It's a long story. I actually started when I was a graduate student down at the University of Illinois in 1977. And there was an orchestra down there, which I played in for about 4 years, at which point I left. So I had a 20-year hiatus. And Victor Gordinsky, our conductor, had been down there, and he moved up here in about, 1995? And he started an orchestra here, so I joined.
Wonderful.
Let's hear what it sounds like when you put all four of these together.
Okay, I guess it's time for live music. We're going to play a polka.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of that polka?
Well, we don't know much about it. We call it the old polka. How's that?
Well, it sounds very young to me.
Well,
very, yes, very. So
very often we play a lot of music, and we'll play some of that on Sunday, that we really don't know much about. We found the music somewhere. Sometimes we even have to invent the name because we don't know.
Yeah. Fascinating. Well, that's the nature of folk music, I guess, and it's
well,
a folk
true
orchestra.
In some ways. Yeah, yeah.
This Sunday, I believe, is Orthodox Easter. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Will you be doing any kind of religious music, or is there any meaning for the fact that you've chosen this Sunday for your concert?
The only reason why we chose this day is that was the only day when Mills Hall was available, actually.
Well, you know,
it's very tough to get.
It's
but
a matter of practicality.
We, the only piece that probably will be somewhat related to Orthodox Easter, we will be playing Tchaikovsky's In Church from his children's album. But I think that's probably it. Yeah.
So most of the music is folk music, dance music?
Most of the music, yeah, tends to be folk, or at least I try to do that. But occasionally we do something else, such as Tchaikovsky. We occasionally do Russian classics. We also sometimes do modern music. This Sunday we will be playing, I think, two or three modern pieces. In fact, one of them is quite interesting. We have a new player in the orchestra who plays balalaika. She's just an undergraduate student, joined a few months ago. She wrote a piece for us, an original piece, which is very, very nice, a very cute piece, and she'll be conducting it also. So we try to do a little of everything.
So in a piece like that, how many people would you actually have playing on stage at the same time?
Well, the whole orchestra will be there, which I believe is 30 people.
30 people playing balalaikas and domres?
Balalaikas, domres, and bayans.
How many bayans in an outfit?
We have
like
four
that?
We have two bayans okay, and two accordions.
Ah,
so four altogether.
Wow.
Quite a group.
Russia really fell in love quickly with the accordion in Russian music. It just it came, I guess, originally from Germany, but then really took off
probably,
in Russia.
I don't know exactly, but yeah, but accordion really is not that popular in Russia, although, I mean, there are. Accordions in Russia mostly are used in maybe pop music, you know, but bayan,
right,
in
yes.
folk music, it's traditionally bayans with the buttons. Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture on your website of an enormous balalaika. It must have been a meter on each of the three sides. So you said there are five types of balalaikas?
Yes, there are five types of balalaikas. In fact, we have all five. What you saw is the most likely the contrabass, which is kind of equivalent to double basses in the symphony. We have two of those, and those are wonderful instruments. I play them myself, and we have two players for them. Yeah,
it's part of the orchestra.
Sounds like it'll be a charming and visually interesting concert coming Sunday.
Based on previous experience, yeah, it's just seeing all those instruments at the same time in performance is quite the sight, quite the sound, too, of course. What would you like to play next?
My country? The next selection will be slower, a lyrical piece. Again, we don't know very much about this, but it's a charming piece, and we call it My Country. Thank you.
home.
That was music from the Russian Folk Orchestra. We have four members here in the studio today on the midday. Dan Cobb playing the domra, Fred Middleton playing the balalaika, Don Becker playing the bayan, and Victor Gordinsky the guitar, and he's also the conductor of the Russian Folk Orchestra.
When you conduct, now, Victor, I noticed just now you were doing a little conducting toward the end there, you know, from the guitar.
Habits.
When you have 30 players up there, though, how do you conduct so many when you're involved yourself in the playing?
Oh, it's fun. It's big fun. Yes, 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 yes. Well, you know, 30 is not really that many. I mean, think of big symphony orchestras where they probably have 80 people. But it's fun. This is, in fact, when I started the orchestra some years ago, that was one of the, not the only, but that was one of the reasons, because I love conducting. While I like playing, guitar or contrabass, conducting is my real thing, and so I love doing that.
You mentioned before we started today that you've made two CDs, the Russian Folk Orchestra. What kind of music is on those CDs?
Well, a little of everything. I think it's mostly, for the most part, it's folk. But there is some modern music. There are a couple of my own compositions there. Some arrangements, some songs, really, you know, a little of everything. The second CD was made 2 years ago when we had our 10th anniversary concert. We did a CD and a DVD at the same time. We'll be selling those at the concert, by the way.
Any dancing going to take place on Sunday night at the concert?
Not this time, no. We did have dancers 2 years ago. We are collaborating with the Russian dance group in Milwaukee, Kavkaz. In fact, their director plays balalaika with us. But no, they're not performing this time. We will have several soloists. We'll have Leonard Backstrom, who might be known to some people. He's been on campus for a long time. He's a wonderful singer, originally from Sweden. He'll be singing with us. And then we have a couple of local talents in the orchestra. I'm not going to reveal that information now. Come to the concert and you'll see it all.
What about costumes? You about have to get into costume for this kind of thing, don't you?
Yeah, we have costumes, yes. We have, you know, different costumes. They all, well, I call them pseudo-Russian, but they look...
I call them Russian suits.
Russian suits, yeah, that's good, yeah. We don't know, some of them might be Russian or Ukrainian, but yes, they are folk, mm-hmm. folk costumes, yes. Yes, we use them, yes.
And in your day job, Victor, you are you work with a Slavic section of the library at UW, is that correct? And what do you do?
Yeah, my day job is I work at the Memorial Library. I'm a librarian. I'm in Slavic studies. My main duties are technical. I'm a cataloger, so a lot of computer work.
Do you still speak your native language on any occasion?
Of course. Конечно. I speak it every day. Yes, yes, yes. It's my native language is intact. Yes, yes.
Well, good. We'll hope to hear sometime from you, Victor, a Russian song when you're playing that guitar.
Yeah, I used to sing more often. I don't these days, but maybe one day, yes.
But in the meantime, how about another instrumental?
Okay, how about another polka, which in Russian is бабочка. In English, it's...
Grandmother.
No, that's бабушка.
Oh, this is... Oh, okay.
Бабочка is butterfly. Not exactly the same, Norman.
Say it again.
Butterfly.
No.
the difference between the two words.
Between okay. Babushka.
Butterfly is babushka with a ch.
Oh, with a ch. Okay.
Grandmother is babushka with a sh.
Got it.
So this is babushka, not babushka, yes.
Butterfly.
Well, you know, the only problem with that, whether it's a grandmother or a butterfly, is, gosh, I get choked up just thinking about it, is sitting still while you're listening.
Oh, there were some toes tapping in the studio, and that was Babuchka.
Babuchka.
Babuchka,
yeah, babuchka, butterfly.
And that was a polka. Victor, when did you come to the U.S., and under what circumstances did you arrive here?
I came to the U.S. 27 years ago, in 1982. I was an emigre, a refugee, actually, at the time, from what was then the Soviet Union. Thankfully, not anymore. So, yeah, I've been here for 27 years. I came to Chicago first, kind of a realistic start, you know. And then I spent 3 years in Chicago. Then I moved to Urbana-Champaign, where I worked for the University of Illinois for 10 years. And then in 1995, I came here.
How many of the people in your orchestra do you suppose actually have Russian roots as opposed to good Midwestern roots?
We have a few. Not counting myself, I think we have about five native Russians. Yes.
Well, we have about 5 minutes before our 12:30 quiz question. So,
Do you have any more questions, or do you want to remind listeners?
Oh, we'll have time for that and for some music too. Fear not. So yes, let's do the reminder while we're thinking of it. Sunday night, April 19th, 7:30
at Mills Hall, and they'll also be performing outside of Minneapolis next Sunday night with a Balalaika orchestra there.
Yes, on the 26th of April, the whole orchestra is driving to Minneapolis. There is a local balalaika ensemble there, not as large as ours, but they probably have about 20 people or so. And we're doing a joint concert. It's going to be a lot of fun. The idea is that they will play a set, then we will play our set, and then we join forces. So it's going to be, I don't know, 50 people or so I'll be conducting.
That sounds marvelous. You can find information at their website, which is russorch, russorch.wisc.edu, or you can purchase tickets by calling 608-265-2787. That's for this Saturday's performance, but you can find information about the Russian Folk Orchestra and the other performances on that website, russorch.wisc.edu.
All right, what's next? What else do you have?
Well, you want more music?
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
We'll play a piece called, in Russian, «Подружки», which in English would be, a rough translation would be girlfriends.
Подружка is one, friends. And подружки
right.
Is
in plural,
two
yes.
Or more.
Подружки. Thank you.
So they're very animated girlfriends, aren't they?
Yes, they got faster and faster. That was girlfriends. What was the Russian name?
Подружки.
We're going to put you on hold here for just a second. Because, you know, you have one more. You had a big hit that you mentioned. You were good. Yeah, he's looking to see what else we have.
Oh.
But you did mention one there.
Well, we have one more piece from Dan Cobb, Fred Middleton, Don Becker, and Victor Gordinsky, members of the Russian Folk Orchestra. What is our finale?
Well, I think some people will probably recognize it, but I can announce it anyway. It's Russian folk song Kalinka.
That's the one.
Russian tune called
Kalinka.
And speaking of acceleration and deceleration and really keeping the whatever toes are tapping guessing, that was a great one. One of the best.
That's the kind of music that puts a smile on your face and a spring in your step. Members of the Russian Folk Orchestra.
And again, they'll be playing this Sunday night. That's April 19th, 7:30 at Mills, isn't it? The Humanities Building at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and orchestra 30 strong with balalaikas and domras and bayans and even a guitar or two.
We'd like to thank our guests this afternoon. We've heard from Dan Cobb playing the domra, Fred Middleton on the balalaika, Don Becker playing bayan, and our conductor, Victor Gordinsky, playing the guitar. Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.